The gathering outside the Explore and More Children's Museum in downtown Buffalo Tuesday wasn't a ribbon-cutting ceremony. No actual ribbon was cut. But Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Lorry says it was something of a grand opening for thousands of students.
We're cutting probably 100,000 ribbons today. Even though there's not one here figuratively, we're opening up something for the schema of every student in this area to make it accessible and open and necessary.
It was the announcement of a new set of virtual field trips, which will be offered for free for students attending Buffalo and Niagara Falls public and charter schools, as well as any other Western New York schools that serve low-income students. Through live virtual tours and pre-recorded videos, students will experience Explore and More, the Albert Knox Art Gallery, the Buffalo Museum of Science, the Buffalo History Museum, and the Niagara Falls Underground Railroad Heritage Center. It was made possible with a $75,000 grant from AT&T. Kevin Hanna is the telecommunication giant's regional director of external affairs.
And AT&T is happy to keep the field trip spirit alive this school year and provide students of all ages some normalcy during these difficult times.
Marisa Wigglesworth, president and CEO of the Buffalo Museum of Science, says the pandemic has underscored the importance of STEM.
Those are the skills that kids learn when they come on a field trip to the Buffalo Museum of Science. And those are the skills that kids are still going to get to learn when they enjoy a virtual field trip with one of our talented facilitators.
Educators interested in scheduling a virtual field trip for their class can visit the Explore and More website. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.